Well, good afternoon and happy Tuesday. It's 5:01 on the afternoon drive, and Bob Lenz joins us live on the radio. Good afternoon, Bob. We did it. A little delayed.
Hey, Lisa.
Had some technical.
Good to connect.
It is good to connect. You know, technical difficulties, but shout out to our engineer, Roy. Thank you so much for getting us on the radio. Now, Bob, I understand that you are making your way to Pennsylvania. Like right now, you are traveling to Pennsylvania.
We're on our way. We fly out of Appleton, Wisconsin, through Detroit, coming to Harrisburg for the event tomorrow night with, like you said, Colton Dixon. And we have a illusionist, Tom Coverley, and that's up in Quarryville over at the Wesley Church there. We're so excited.
It is going to be a fantastic event. We've been talking about it on the radio. Now, Bob, what can we expect from you tomorrow night?
Sure. We were there last year with I Am They, and we had over 1,000 people. And this year, they've amped it up. They got 15 churches involved. They got a water slide. They're having food trucks from 2 to 9. But tomorrow night, I'm going to be talking about joy to the world and how we bring that to others. In this day and age right now, we need hope and we need joy like never before. And I'm going to talk about how we love big and bring that hope to others.
Oh, so true. I love it, Bob. I can hear, I think, are you outside? I can hear some birds, I think.
Yes, you can. That's right. We're just on our way, and so we stopped and actually pulled off the road to talk to you because we were supposed to be on the way over to the airport. We're on the way to the airport right now.
Well, I don't want to make you wait, so we'll quickly continue here our conversation. I don't want you to miss your flight. That would not be good if I was to blame for that. Bob, I love playing your devotional program. We play it at 3:20 here on the afternoon drive Eastern time, and somebody just told me that you're actually going to be releasing a new book. Maybe you already have released it, but there is a new book that's based on those devotionals. Talk about that.
It's actually called Hope for Life, 365 Reflections to Anchor Your Soul. And it is not even printed yet. We've had the final proof in my hand today. And my booking guy actually lives, Mitch Racine, lives in Pennsylvania. And he just told me, I hope I can announce this, he told me we're going to do the only pre-sale book at the event tomorrow night.
Oh, exciting. So we are the first. I love it.
You know, our relationship with JTL, we love you guys. You guys were there last year. Your truck was there. Just a relationship. We're coming back for Creation coming up this month. You guys are family to us.
Bob, I remember bowling with you many years ago. Do you remember that? Black Rock? We were at the Black Rock Retreat, and then we went over to Strasburg. That bowling alley is no longer there. But, yes, I remember you were pretty good.
Well, I think one of us might have fell down when we threw the ball one time. So I don't know if it was on purpose or what, but Chris Strayer I know he still does a lot of the production, Strayer, lights for you guys. But Chris was there. We had a great time. And that's really what it is. I mean, not only do we preach the gospel, but we want to be the church and show that love to this world. And that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night. We're so excited. Colton Dixon's going to be there. And Tom Coverley, the illusionist, if you haven't seen him, you'll fall in love with him. And then we are even going to talk about, let's show that love, but how do we get back in, even in the schools? Besides Wisconsin, I think I've done more schools in Pennsylvania than anywhere else. So in October, I think the 17th, that week, we're coming out to Pennsylvania again and to hook up to do Dignity Revolution in the public schools.
Oh, awesome. Now, if someone's listening and they maybe did not know about that and they want some more information, maybe you want to bring it to their school, what's the best way to get in touch with you for that?
The best way is just go to dignitypledge.com, dignitypledge.com. And if you haven't taken a pledge to stand up for the value of every life, do that as well. But it's right there. Otherwise, come out tomorrow and meet us personally. Mitch, my booking guy, will be there tomorrow. We just really want to see Pennsylvania rejoice in the Lord and bring that hope to those in Pennsylvania that don't know him.
Mm, So true. Well, Bob, I don't want to keep you any longer. I wanted to try to connect with you before the event tomorrow, even if it was just for a little bit. Again, sorry about those technical difficulties. I want to get you on that airplane because we want to see you tomorrow in Quarryville. Again, Colton Dixon, Bob Lenz, Tom Coverley. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes until 9 o'clock at Wesley Church. Worship as well. And as you mentioned, family fun and food trucks and so much more. And there is more information at wesleymaine.wesleyqville.org or just go to wjtl.com. Bob, if we want to connect with your organization, you're the president and founder of Life Promotions. I know there's always listeners that are maybe, you know, hearing about this for the first time, about your nonprofit and how you hope to bring hope of the gospel to young people. Where is the best place to go? I know you're on Facebook.
Yeah, if you go Bob Lenz, I know, I mean, the listeners at this time in the afternoon, if you're, you know, a lot of the students aren't on there, so we got other accounts for that. But if you're on Facebook, I'm at Bob Lenz at Life Promotions on there. Or again, lifepromotions.com. You can go, I mean, just there's tons of ways. Just put Bob Lenz into Google and my big jug will come up on there, you know. So we just want to do whatever we can to partner with the church, in with and through the local church, to reach every person with the gospel, especially the youth, before they turn 18. 2 out of 3 people come to Christ before 18, if they're going to come at all. And so God can do it any time, but that means we really got to focus on the students. And that's why we're coming out there tomorrow, just to say, hey, we got to have a message for this next generation.
All right. We are talking with Bob Lenz as he is rushing to board his airplane to come to Pennsylvania tomorrow. Bob, thank you so, so much.
I hope you guys don't get sick of me because I love you guys.
We love you too, Bob.